Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends, no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the Best of the Names. In the Name of Allah, Lord of Earth and Heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
By Allah's name, we start. Salamun alaikum. You are listening to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on Monday, 13th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Thank you. Look around yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's stop questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
And now it's time to learn more from the Quran, verse 38 of chapter Al-An'am.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa ma min dabbatin fil ardi wa la ta'irin yatiru bi janahayhi illa أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ.
And there is no creature on or within the earth or bird that flies with its wings except that they are communities like you. We have not neglected in the register a thing. Then unto their Lord they will be gathered.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse speaks about the resurrection and the general assemblage of living creatures, all kinds of animals in hereafter, thus similar to human beings. Each kind of animals and birds are a community by themselves. That is, they have knowledge, awareness, and perception in their own conditions, and they know the Lord whom they glorify and sanctify as much as they are able to, although the standard of their perception is lower than that of human beings.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن.
So our topic, Islam and clean earth. Muslims around the world have an obligation to protect the environment and conserve resources by joining the original Environment Protection Agency on Earth, founded by Prophet Muhammad. In other words, just believing is not enough. Do something about it. Protect the environment from all forms of corruptions and pollutants. It is in everyone's interest, Muslims and non-Muslims, to follow the most proactive and pioneer of environmental protection movement.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Ali from Arab English Radio, and we are trying to be with you and talk to you about Islamic perspective and how we should interact with the environment that surrounds us. In many verses, the natural phenomena are characterized as divine signs indicating the knowledge, the wisdom, and the power of God, such as this verse of the Holy Quran, chapter 2, surah 2, verse 164. Most surely, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alteration of the night and the day, and the ships that run in the sea, with that which profits men and the water that God sends down from the cloud, then gives life with it to the earth after its death, spreads in it all kinds of animals, and the changing of the winds and the clouds that are made subservient between the heaven and the earth. They are signs for a people who understand. Let's start with the water. In Islamic culture, water is very highly regarded. The word ma, or water, is used in the Quran about 60 times. Water is introduced as the origin and the source of life. For example, the Quran says, "And we have made water everything living." The Quran, again in another surah, says, also states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from water every animal that goes on its belly, on two legs and on four legs. Water is pure and purifying. Again, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Surely God made the earth pure, He made the water pure." A Muslim who wants to perform ritual prayers or to touch the Holy Quran or circumambulate around the Kaaba in Mecca must be ritually pure. And to be ritually pure, he needs to make ritual ablution with water. In Islamic symbolism, water normally stands for knowledge and faith, or even for imams. According to some traditions, the expression "the abundant water" in verse 16 of Surah 72 refers to abundant knowledge and faith, and the expression "the flowing water" in verse 30 from chapter 67 to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Water must be kept pure and clean. For example, Imam Baqir alayhi salam quoted a saying, "Do not urinate in water."
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
From the list of protecting the environment, one item is very important, and that is practice sustainable consumption whenever possible. Surely most of us have heard of the three R's: reduce, reuse, recycle. Through this framework, we are reminded to use only what we need, reuse things for the same or new purpose, and convert waste into useful products. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, himself practiced these sustainable approaches during his lifetime. There are several narrations that Prophet was seen to repair his shoes instead of discarding them as the first sight of its tear. The Prophet would also sew his clothes and advise his companions to sew their garments neatly. As narrated in a hadith where Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, was asked what the Prophet would do in the house, she replied to the inquirer, "He did what one of you would do in his house. He mended sandals and patched garments and sewed."
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Now in this part of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll look at the role of air in the environment. In the Holy Quran, chapter 7, verse 57, Allah says, "And He, Allah, it is who sends the winds as tidings surrounding His grace until when they have raised a heavy laden cloud, We drive it to a dead land and cause the rain to descend upon it, and thereby bring forth fruits of every kind. Since the atmosphere performs all these biological and social functions, its conservation, pure and unpolluted, is an essential aspect of the conservation of life itself, which is one of the fundamental objectives of Islamic law.
Muhammad Rilwi.
It's interesting to see that when it comes to the relationship of human being to this dunya, we are not allowed to dominate the earth. We have been sent as the custodian of this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this dunya for us. But remember that we have been created from this earth itself. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ From the dark clay. So the origin of human being is this earth itself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from all the things that I have created, I have considered the human being to be the prime creation of mine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes pride in that. That he has elevated the status of human beings to be even above the level of the malaika. We saw the example of Adam alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the malaika to do sajda to Adam. Of course, that is Adam alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but do not forget that he is the first human being, he is the father of the humans. So that status given to the human beings in Surah Isra, ayat number 70, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَا وَحَمَلْنَاهُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ That we have given karamat, we have honored the children of Adam, and we have given them the ability to move around in the land and the sea. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ And we have, you know, blessed them with many, many good things. And then he says, وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا We have given them fazilat. We have preferred them over many, many things that we have created. So you have karamat in the beginning, honor. And then fazilat, preference given at the end of this ayat. And this is where we have to realize that, yes, this dunya is for us, but we have been created for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Him, to get closer to Him. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, as human beings, we have been made the custodians of this.
Thank you very much for your company. And till another episode of today's special, may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the reality of the remembrance of Allah. The remembrance of Allah, or the zikr of Allah, is one of the most virtuous and central virtues in the universe of Islamic ethics, and it plays a very central role in the spiritual progress of a human being. And for this reason, a lot of books have been written on it, a lot of treaties have been written on it by our scholars. In fact, in the Holy Quran, in a certain place, God Almighty describes the remembrance of Allah as being greater than the ritual prayers, right? Referred to as the purpose of the ritual prayers. Let's look at what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says about the reality of the remembrance of Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Make your remembrance of Allah for the sake of the fact that He remembers you." Meaning, remember Him because He remembers you. He remembers you. He created you. He gives you sustenance. He has given us all these blessings. This is a testament to the fact that He remembers us. Because of this, we should remember Him. For verily, the Imam says, He remembers you, even though He is needless of you. He remembered us, He's giving to us sustenance, taking care of us, but He doesn't need to do so. He's not, by not doing so, He's not losing anything. But nevertheless, out of His benevolence and grace and generosity, He does so. So, His remembrance, the Imam says, of you is loftier, more desirable, and more complete than your remembrance of Him. And it supersedes it. We remember Allah because we need to. We need Him. We are dependent on Him, right? We remember Him because we desire something from Him, the desire at least for the pleasures and the blessings of the hereafter. But He doesn't do so because of this. Rather, He remembers us because, you know, He loves us. So whoever wishes to remember Allah Most High should know that as long as Allah does not remember His servant in the context of granting him divine succor to remember Him in the first place, the servant will not be capable of remembering Him. This is a reference to a very beautiful and spiritual, you know, fact. And that is that when we remember Allah, in fact, before we do so, God is remembering us, because He's granting us the power, the opportunity, and the success to remember Him. This is, in itself, a blessing that He has graced us with. Right? So before we remember him, he remembers us, because he's granted us the tawfiq and the spiritual opportunity to remember him, right? And so there's no way that we can remember him before he remembers us, right? This is another testament to the superiority of his remembrance over our remembrance of him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reality of the remembrance of God in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Everyone is fine?
Yes, sir.
All right, Hussein is fine. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
All right, and Hassan?
Fine, sir.
So everyone is fine, alhamdulillah, here. So brothers and sisters, we hope you are fine and happy, inshallah. Inshallah, today we will talk about ayah 74 of Surah An-Nisa on page
89.
Brothers and sisters, the same as our brothers here, Ali Nasir, Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein, they have opened their Quran, looking at the Quran. The same as them, please open your Quran, look at the Quran, ayah 74 of Surah An-Nisa on page 89. Let's everybody listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فليقاتل في سبيل الله الذين يشرون الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة ومن يقاتل في سبيل الله فيقتل أو يغلب فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما.
Very good recitation, mashallah, loveless the reciter. So I will just read once. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah, okay? A very short explanation, then quickly we'll jump to the practical tajweed rules. Fine?
Yes.
Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. So, what does Allah Almighty say? Allah Almighty says, let those fight in the way of Allah who sell the life of this world for the hereafter. And whoever fights in the way of Allah and then is slain, okay, or he subdues the enemy, okay, soon we shall give him a great reward. Sometimes, look, it talks about the jihad, like jihad is one of the furu'uddin, right? And the sixth furu'uddin. Salat, Saum, Hajj, Zakat, Khums, Jihad, Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. So this furu'uddin, the branches of the religion, so the practical part of our religion, okay, these are the most important ones. Now, jihad means, basically means fighting or struggling in the way of Allah Almighty. Alright, we have like other types of jihad as well. Like you what? You go and study, struggle in the way of Allah, study the religious teachings. Okay, like you're doing. You learn and then you spread the knowledge, the message of Islam. This is also jihad. So for us, okay, students like you and me, the best jihad for us is now to study and learn, then spread the knowledge, the message of Islam. That's the best jihad for us, okay? And whoever dies in this way, passes away, okay? He will be counted as shaheed. He will get the reward of shaheed. Not the shaheed who is martyred in the battlefield, okay? With the imam, no. But he will get the reward of shaheed, inshallah, okay? In the Jannah, he will have a high position, okay? So, there are a lot of things about shaheed. Let's get back to the topic. Allah Almighty says, فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Let those fight in the way of Allah. So, this is not easy to fight in the way of Allah. This is not easy to sacrifice yourself for someone. Okay? It needs what? What does it need? It needs you to have a strong, faith. Iman. It needs you to have a strong belief in Islam, in Allah Almighty. It needs you to strongly believe that the day of judgment exists, that you will be rewarded. Yeah? Right? So that's why the shuhada that we have during the history, in the battle of, in the history of Islam, and also in the history of Islamic Republic of Iran, okay? So they had this understanding. First point. Second point, don't think that Allah Almighty does not reward you. No. He is gonna reward you. Allah Almighty says, فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Not a simple reward. أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. عَظِيم, let's look at Allah Almighty. How عَظِيم, how great He Himself is. Okay? He'll get the reward. In the greatness of Himself. Okay? In that size. So, these points we mentioned, they are enough. So we'll move on to the Tajweed rules, but our brothers and sisters must know that, inshallah, for details, for more information, the full, the complete information, inshallah, go and learn from the Tafasir books.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
فواد حسن حسين علي ناصر. I hope you've learned something, our brothers and sisters. Any questions in this part?
No.
Nothing? Hassan?
No, sir.
No questions? All right. Let's move on to what? To our Tajweed rules, the practical ones. We'll mention, inshallah, some of them. The very first important point is actually the heavy letters and light letters we have to know, okay? There are 8 letters which are pronounced heavily with an ah sound. Ah. This ah sound is called heavy sound. This A sound is called light sound. So the letters which we will mention, and we will say that they are heavily pronounced, you must pronounce them with an A sound or A sound.
A
sound. A sound. Like what? The letter. Fawad can name them.
Ta.
Ta.
Qaf.
Qaf. Ra.
Sometimes Ra.
Ra, sometimes, yeah. With an Alif, it's always, yes? That one. Kha, Sad, and
Ayn.
Dad, Ghain. Ghain is Aino, Ghain. So, let's say in order. Kha, Ra, Sad, Dad, Ta, La, Ghain, Qaf. So, these 8 letters. They are pronounced heavily. So, for example, here, the letter Qaf is there. Whenever they have Fatha or Alif, Mad, A sound, okay? Falyuqatil. This, look. Qatil. You don't read it. Falyuqatil. So, this is a heavy letter. The rest of the letters are pronounced lightly, and if you pronounce them heavily, this becomes a mistake. What for example, فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. While you don't have to pronounce a lot here, this way, yes? Or الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَا حَيَاتَ. If you say حَيَاتَ, this changes to a kind of Persian accent, which is not Arabic. First point, important point here. Second point is actually about the rule of stopping. When you stop, you must pay attention to the stopping signs, if you have. Okay? If you have stopping signs. Can you name some of the stopping signs? Huh?
Jim.
Jim. Alright. Here we have a Jim, a baby Jim on the top. Okay?
Qila.
Qila. Alright?
Sila.
Sila. And next one.
At the end of the verses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the verse ends. Yeah, that's correct. A stopping. That's the station, of course. Yeah. Meme. Meme means don't stop. Stop. It means.
Oh, yeah.
Meme means stop. You must stop.
La.
Meme. La means?
Do not stop.
Do not stop. Oh, okay. These kind of stopping signs. Or we got the three dots, which is called Waqful Mu'anaqa. This three dots, okay? Six dots, actually. 3-1, 3-1 here.
Yeah.
So, these are the stopping signs. Jim says it's, huh?
Jaiz.
Jaiz, it's okay. You stop or continue. If you're running out of red, stop, stop, stop. Okay? The pump station is here. Pump yourself, okay? Get energy. Take a deep breath. Then continue, okay? Or if you want to go, just with one speed up, okay? Just go. Accelerate. Move on. That's all. Then the next point is here about Tajweed rule, Tanween and Nun Sakin. The rules for Tanween and Nun Sakin. وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ changes to وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ. وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ. The Nun is merged into the Ya as if it's omitted. Okay? The Ya is doubled. وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ. So here.
Qalqala.
Whenever these five letters appear sakin, you must pronounce a bouncing sound or echoing sound. Aydin Nasser, could you help us with those letters?
Qaf.
Qaf.
Ta.
Ta.
Ba.
Ba.
Jim.
Jim and
Dal.
Dal. So these five letters, whenever they appear sakin, read them with an echoing sound. Fal. Yuqo. Fal. Yuqo. Yuqo. Do not read it yuqa. No. Yuqa. It's not a vowel sound. A-E-U-no. It's a short one. Like, yeah. It's just a jumping one. Fayuqa. Fayuqa. Tal. Aw yaglib. Yaglib is a heavy letter. The ghain. So you pronounce it heavily. Aw yaglib. Not yaglib. No. Yaglib. Got it? فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. The tanween plus عَيْن. So, changes nothing, yeah? Just
yes.
Read it the way it is. Ready to recite now after me? We've
yes.
Mentioned the Tajweed rules. Okay. Brothers and sisters, listen please and repeat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ.
فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ
وَمَن يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا
وَمَن يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. We hope inshallah this session was useful for you. Ali Nasir, Fawad, Hassan and Hussein, thank you so much. Thanks a bundle. Inshallah, Allah bless you, inshallah. Thanks for being with us. Allah Almighty bless you all. See you in the next session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma صلي على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
فَإِنَّكَ قَضَيْتَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِكَ بِعِبَادَتِكَ وَأَمَرْتَهُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ وَضَمِنْتَ لَهُمُ الْإِجَابَةَ فَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّ نَصَبْتُ وَجْهِي وَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّ مَدَدْتُ يَدِي فَبِعِزَّتِكَ اسْتَجِبْ لِي دُعَائِي
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. فَإِنَّكَ قَضَيْتَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادَكَ بِعِبَادَتِكَ You have decreed your worship for your servants. وَأَمَرْتَهُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ You commanded them to supplicate you. وَضَمِنْتَ لَهُمُ الْإِجَابَ And you assured them that they would be answered. فَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّ نَصَبْتُ وَجْهِي وَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّ مَدَدْتُ يَدِي So towards you, my Lord, I have turned my face, and towards you, my Lord, I have extended my hand. As we concluded in the previous episodes, there are some important conditions to be met before the acceptance of supplications. These conditions, these prerequisites, are those that can be found in the different traditions and the different verses of the Holy Quran. We were having a look at the different stories, traditions narrated about these conditions. For example, it is narrated in Manaqib of Ibn Shahr Ashub from the worthy book of Shaykh Tusi that a woman was circumambulating around Kaaba and a man was in the same row. The man stretched his hand toward the woman with an evil intention when suddenly his hand got stuck firmly to the woman's body. As a result, both of them stopped their circumambulation. The agents of law, the law forces, brought them to Mecca's governor and he called on the jurisprudence to issue a verdict about this odd case. All of them ordered to cut the man's hand because of the great sin he had committed beside the Kaaba. Then someone suggested asking the opinion of Imam Hussein alayhi salam before cutting the sinner's hand. Imam Hussein alayhi salam came towards Kaaba and began beseeching to the Almighty until the man's hand was separated from the woman's body. Then Imam alayhi salam was asked, "Should the sinner be penalized?" Imam alayhi salam stated, "Why should you punish him while Allah has forgiven him?"
Verily, you have ordained for your servants your worship and bidden them to supplicate unto you and have assured them of your response. So my Lord, I look earnestly towards you, and towards you, my Lord, I have stretched forth my hands. Therefore, by your honor, respond to my prayers and let me attain my wishes. And by your bounty, frustrate not my hopes and protect me from the evils of my enemies, from among the jinns and mankind.
Thank you, Allah. We're here feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
So, dear listeners, the mercy of the Almighty Allah is like an ocean. It encircles all of us. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has narrated from his father, from his grandfather, that people of Kufa came to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam complaining for lack of rain and famine. They asked him, "Call upon Allah to send us rain." Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam told Imam Hussein, "Ask Allah for rain." Imam Hussein alayhi salam praised Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then called upon Allah. And he said, "O the bestower of the blessings, O the descender of rain, send beautiful rain for us to save your servants from inability. Amen, O Lord of the worlds." When his prayer finished, it rained heavily. An Arab came from another region of Kufa and said, "I saw so much water in hills and valleys that it was as if the water waved." So, we must ask the Almighty Allah, "O Allah, satisfy the thirst of all the people of us." A young man once was passing an alley when he saw a bird on a tree branch.
He shot an arrow towards it, but it hit the son of Garton's owner and killed him. Some innocent passers-by were arrested from around the garden for the crime. The young man came to the garden and asked, "What's the matter?" He was answered, "Someone shot this boy with an arrow." The young man said, "Bring me the arrow so that I may tell you." Then he said, "I threw this arrow for hunting, but it hit this boy. I am the murderer." The boy's father said, "I know you did it accidentally, young man, but why did you confess to your fault?" The young man answered, "In hope of your mercy, so that you would forgive me because of my confession. Because of my confession, I ask you to forgive me." So the father forgave him. We ask the Almighty Allah, O the most generous of the generous, we confess to all our sins. In the beginning of this Kumail supplication, we asked you, Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunub allati tahtiku al-isam. We asked you to forgive every kind of sin. We ask you, we confess to all our sins so that you may forgive us by your indefinite mercy. O Allah, you are the one who satisfied the thirst of all the people. You satisfied the thirst of the people of Kufa with the prayer of your sincere servants. O Allah, grant us the rain of your mercy to clear us the sins from your book of deeds. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Your Jannah, ya Allah, ya Allah. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life, ya Allah, oh Allah. Be with me.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge, exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 185th sermon of Nahjul Balagha, and we have discussed a few important points that were there in this particular sermon, and especially on the phrases that I had chosen, which are with regards to be careful about the blessings that we get and how to use them in a way that they should not make us engrossed and pull our attention away from our aims and objectives as a society. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he describes this particular state as a drunkenness, when a community and a society kind of becomes oblivious of its duties and its responsibilities towards the aims and objectives that it has achieved. It might be doing a lot of activities, but they are all in the wrong direction, and therefore they will see that their aims and objectives are not being achieved, and they feel that there is no progress. This is basically because of that kind of state that they enter into.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we talked about the fact that these blessings can lead to many problems in the society if a person is not planned for them. One of them is that we notice the class difference between the rich and the poor becomes very vast. That means we see the difference and the gap between the rich and the poor increase. Another issue that can face is that we see people that were good in their lives, they become corrupt due to the wealth. They become spiritually corrupt, the families become divided, they become misguided, and many other problems that a community and a people can face because of this. Now, you see, it is when we look at societies in the past, and we look at societies today even, and we look at families, for example, that suddenly became wealthy, or a person who was poor and suddenly becomes wealthy, we notice that sometimes it could be possible, and a person should not judge them, but a person may have witnessed a vast change in that person. And that change could not be positive at times. So we need to draw that line in our lives from the very beginning on how we will use that wealth, and that we will use it in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when the wealth becomes accumulated by people who are in position. And when that happens, then people, they lose hope in the system. So, as this is especially focusing on the governments, that if there is a government and there are people that are working in the government, they need to be careful on how they achieve wealth and how they utilize that wealth, so that that balance remains and the people always remain hopeful in the community.